Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Is this one of your biggest successes?
Yeah, it would be, just with this horse individually as well. To say he's been difficult is an understatement. And I've got to pay a lot of credit to my partner, Paddy Bailey. He's done a lot of work on him, rides all his track work, and has been able to get into his head a little bit and see him relax a little bit better, but finish off really well. So it was a great reward today for a lot of hard work that went into Wentwood.
Yeah, well, there wasn't evident today. He won so impressively, Matty. But talking about that, what is his story? He's obviously raced over in Europe and then he's come into your stable. What's the story of Wentwood?
Look, he come over here, Glenn Davies, who owns him. I've got to thank Glenn, obviously, for giving me the opportunity with a horse like this so early in my career. It's a huge opportunity to have a horse like him in my stable. But he had a few issues physically and mentally. We had to iron out over the time of his training, and we're getting somewhere with him now. So thanks to Glenn for being so patient with us. And yeah, we've been waiting to get him on some dry ground. Unfortunately, the weather hasn't worked in his favour the last few runs, but he showed a really good turn of foot back on better ground today.
It sounds like, Matty, that he's definitely got the ability to go to town and win a nice race.
We definitely think he has. He's shown us it at home quite a bit, but just he's getting him in the right headspace. We just wanted to give him a bit of confidence, and I think today he'll really come on for it. He's had a really good experience, and he'll definitely perk up a little bit, no doubt, and then enjoy his racing.
Matty, it was such an omen. Before, about half an hour ago, we had a good chat to John Richards about Prince of Penzance, and then you came out and won the St. Ailid Cup. But just take us back a little bit in time, 5 years to Prince of Penzance. Those memories must, and then they made a movie about it just to keep reminding you about it as well. So what's that memory like now, 5 years on?
Oh, look, it's something that I'm able to relive every day. It was obviously, I'm very, very fortunate and very lucky to have worked with some quality horses, and him especially. I had a great bond with him, and he'll always hold a very special spot in my heart. But yeah, it's obviously there was a great bunch of people involved in him, and we're able to relive that moment and enjoy it every day.
Do you remember the aftermath, like the 100 metres to the winning post and the next hours of that Melbourne Cup?
It's all a bit of a blur, to be honest, for the day. I think I froze when he found a gap and shot through. But look, he was one of the toughest horses that I've ever worked with, and we knew if he got the opportunity to find a gap, and he'd relaxed so well throughout the run. He was rock hard fit, and it was a bit surreal at the time, but we definitely celebrated the months following.
And Matty, Gareth mentioned it, you're only short into your training career, but you've had experiences with, you know, a lot of great horses, and you mentioned Prince of Penzance, great Melbourne Cup win. Who do you think is the best horse that you've worked with? I know you had a soft spot for Brave Smash travelling with him, but who is the best horse you've worked with?
There's been a few. Probably Blackheart Bart was pretty special. He was one of the toughest, most honest horses I've worked with in my time. He was a multiple Group 1 winner, and there's enough to Winks back in his heyday. So he's obviously got to be up there on the list.
Hey, Matty, how many horses are you working? And if there's any prospective owners out there, it's not a bad little team that you've got. With the horses that you've worked with, you're young with new ideas, and Paddy Bell, your partner, he was the track work rider for one of the greatest of all time in Black Caviar.
I'm very fortunate to have met Paddy. Paddy and I met over in Dubai. He was travelling with Vidora and I was with Brave Smash, so I was lucky to snatch him up. And when I went out on my own, yeah, him and I do it together. We're working with the whole team. We've got about 8 in work at the moment. We've just put on Imogen, who she's going to be a good asset to our team. We've got quite a few young ones in, and we've got shares available. So if anyone is interested, we've got some really nice young stock coming through at the moment.
Okay. Is it a weird feeling when your partner's was the track rider for Black Caviar and you had Blackheart Bart and Prince of Penzance and Brave Smash? Is it, you, on the plus side, you know what a good horse is like, so you know what to aspire to, but when the young ones coming through the stable aren't within cooey of the horses that you and your partner have known over the years, is it a bit of a funny feeling?
We discuss this regularly. Actually, we're both got high expectations of the quality of horses, and it's good to have a good eye with Paddy. He obviously does all our my fast work on our horses, and he's a very good judge. So we kind of set the bar quite high. So we strive to get there. But one day, hopefully, we have a horse in our stables as good as what the ones we've worked with in the past.
And Maddie, we were talking about training horses, and we might give it a go one day. We're only dreaming, just talking a little bit of crap, basically. But it's such a business now. So you're a wonderful horse person. You're able to work with some great horses. But it's the other side of it. You have to try and get new owners and then communicate with new owners. It's just not turning up and making sure that you get the athlete right. There's so much more now to it.
Oh, absolutely. The horses are the easy part for us. You know, yeah. We've obviously both had plenty of experience working with horses, but it's trying to get the right stock in the stable. And, you know, everyone's out there to win races and everyone does a really good job in the industry. It's not easy. So full credit to anyone that partakes because it's not an easy game. But when you get a win like this and a big thrill, it makes it all worth it.
What's the most surprising thing that's popped up that you didn't expect, like something that's really difficult or tricky? Like, I remember when the GST came in, a lot of trainers I knew had no idea what to do. And what's the thing that's caught you off guard the most as a trainer in your own right?
Probably trying to get some good stock in your stables. Like, you know, all the big trainers get your quality horses coming through, and it makes it a little bit easier. Sending them to the races when you got some nice stock. But yeah, trying to get your mark on the board with, you know, just your average horse. Obviously, I'm very, very fortunate with a couple of the owners that I've got been able to get hold of through my time in the industry, and I've got some nice horses coming through, but it's definitely not easy.
All right then. So, Maddie, how do we get, if we want to be involved in your stable, good young country Victorian trainer, how do we get involved? So horses available? Do we go to a website or we give you a call? What's the process there?
I'm just in the process of setting up my website at the moment, which yep. all horses that will be available will be on there. But in the meantime, if anyone wanted to give me a call, I'm free anytime, and I'll definitely, as I said, I've got some nice stock at the moment, so I've got some nice ones to get involved in.
I remember 10 years ago there was a couple of guys down at Mornington who were doing generic websites for a lot of trainers, and they just insert the specific stuff for that trainer. Is there, how do you go about it, Maddie? Like with a website, who does it, and what sort of what instructions do you give them about what you want on the what works and what doesn't work on a website? Is it a tricky one?
That's exactly what I'm working out now, and yes, it is a tricky one. So I've got some friends that are involved in the advertisement industry, and that's where they're helping me. And I'm lucky enough that my sister runs her business, and she's already set that up for herself. Different types of businesses, but I'll be following leads of others because I'm used to four legs, not the internet
A point of difference is important, but what's the secret to a point of difference without it, you know, not working, with the fear of it not working?
Hey, Maddie, we know we have to let you go because you're busy, but if you ever need a writer to write stories for your website, Maddie will do it for you.
Brilliant.
You might just give him like maybe 2% share or something, but he's a award-winning journalist at the Herald Sun now at RSN.
2% of the next St. Arnold Cup contender.
Yeah. And I've got you've got with your Kissing Blackheart Bart or something, there's so many great pictures that could be on the front page of your website. So I reckon that would be the most difficult job anyway, Maddie, but you're a star. Great to see you kicking goals, and the best of luck going forward, and we appreciate your time here on the Country Cup circuit.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for having me on, guys.